1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Tell me about the good old days.
Who's this?
The Judds.
What?
Shut up. Who's this?
Okay.
When you could get a week's worth of food for a nickel.
But yeah, it was all cans of beans.
Do you have a grandparent story? We want to hear about
starch
it.
Starch is good for you.
Mean grandparent stories. That's what we're into now. Send us your story. Brian Ricci, you go into a random drawing for the grand prize. $1,300 in prizes, including a $500 gift card to Stein Hoffels, $500 gift card to Nye's Building Center, and a viewing party for 20 with food, beverage, included at Marcus Movie Tavern. All right. Yeah, just go to 1029thehog.com. Send us your story. You're on.
Here we go. My grandma had turkey salt and pepper shakers that sprinkled out their butts. My brother and I found that quite amusing, as young children would.
Sure.
With much giggling, we would love to sprinkle our food with noise effects during Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's cute. At their own table, right? Let's hope.
My grandmother got red-faced, rolled her eyes, and asked my mother, "What are you teaching these kids?" When my grandmother passed, the turkey shakers became mine, and they are a staple on my Thanksgiving table. So
that is light.
Way
that
to
is,
remember.
That is lightweight compared to what we've heard so far. But
well,
I
you
understand
want to just
you
hit the no, floor, I, running full speed.
I no,
you want to stretch first.
You have a method.
No, Brian is it's like Pitocin versus contractions that come naturally.
Here we go.
Hey, Grandma, you bought the shakers, not me.
In my youth, my sister and I would visit our great-grandparents on my father's side often. His mother, our grandmother, never stuck around when we came over. She took her hate for our mother out on us.
That's a nice short hate-filled story.
Yep, just that's what we did.
A little longer, not much. My mother didn't seem to miss my grandpa at all after he died. Mother didn't miss grandpa at all after he died. Grandpa was her father-in-law, so not her husband's. Mother let us know that grandpa had never addressed her by name once in the 40-plus years she was daughter-in-law.
Okay.
She always addressed, she was always addressed as Gary's wife.
Yeah, that was Gary's wife. Oh.
So when he's calling her, hey, Gary's wife, you know, when it's just the two, can you pass the milk? That's weird. Or did he just look at her, hey, milk, please?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Wow, that's
thanks.
Weird.
It was 1974, and I was 7. I collected horse statues and knickknacks,
same,
which I displayed around my room.
Girls and horses,
yes,
man, you guys love them.
Horse was a particularly ugly, cheaply made thing I loved no matter how many times I'd dropped it. I refused to get rid of it, even though it was in pieces which ground together when moved even slightly, leaving a pile of white ceramic dust wherever it sat. My grandmother came to stay with us for several days. My room doubled as the guest room, so that's where she slept. I got up one morning and went in to get my clothes for school. She was sitting on the edge of the bed, and she told me to close the door. She had something to talk to me about. Once I closed the door, she pointed to the broken horse statue with the ring of white dust around it. She said, "I have to talk to you about this. You know what this is, of course." She pointed to the white powder. "This
at
is marijuana."
That's
a very bad drug. You're making and keeping in your room.
Oh.
And that is sinful. Demand to know why you think you can make this poison.
Wow.
I had no idea what she was saying to me. Her voice got louder and louder until she was actually shouting at me, accusing me of selling weed to my classmates.
Whoa, it's 7.
Grandma.
At this point, my mom burst in to find out what the shouting was about. I was crying. Grandma was standing there, enraged at my mom. without any explanation or hug or anything, yelled at me to get dressed and go to school. She slammed the door behind me, but not until my grandmother yelled, "I want to know why my house is turned into a drug den!"
Wow, Grandma was around the bend at that point.
Walking to school that morning in mismatched socks and shoes, I tried to sort out what Grandma was talking about, but since I only had 7 years life experience, I remained clueless and no one bothered to explain the incident to me. It was more than a decade of fun times like this before my grandma was diagnosed. She denied having hid behind the illness as an excuse for her bad behavior, telling the extended family, "My husband should fix it."
Oh. Well, so in 74, she should have thought it was heroin, you know. You know, the stones.
You know what this is? This is white powder. This is our future.
Marijuana.
This is us in the future. You realize that, right?
Yeah, here's up.
Stop!
That's all this is.
High school couldn't be over soon enough. Being the smallest kid in my class from kindergarten through high school was tough. Getting picked on and beat up was growing old, but I still managed to have some fun and a few good friends. By Easter break of junior year, the light was at the end of the tunnel. I finally had a growth spurt. My acne cleared up. I had a job, the lead in the school play, and even a girlfriend.
Wow.
Well, all right. In the school play, too.
You've got it all.
Come
senior
on.
Senior year looked like it might be okay.
Yeah. It's looking good.
Returning to school after the break, I soon found how wrong I was. For some odd reason, the usual group of knobs started calling me the cat crap kid. When I asked what their problem was, one of them told me my grandma was on the news and she was a crazy old cat lady who had 300 cats in her house.
Oh,
boy.
This
my grandma made the
how
news.
How did they know and he didn't know?
I said they were nuts. My only grandma didn't have any pets. My other grandma had passed away before I was born.
Oh, okay. So it's not making sense. All right.
Saw my sister in the hall and she was crying, saying she was being teased too. There was a big article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel all about it. Went to the library and found the paper, and there was a photo of a lady with 300 cats.
Okay.
Who was being evicted from her condemned house.
Did we do this story?
And she had the same last name as us.
Oh, okay.
At dinner that night, we told our parents about the cat lady and all the kids teasing us. They both looked at each other and said,
"Uh-oh.
Tell you.
What?
Turns out Grandma wasn't dead.
What?
Just a freaking lunatic.
With 300 cats.
My grandma's dead.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess I am the cat crap kid.
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah, right.
Hell of a senior year.
Things are looking so good, too.
Lead in the play.
I mean, did you hear that lead-off line? Right. You had a job.
Yeah, man.
Thank Grandma.
Well, the parents were right, right? They can't take them over there with 300 cats to a condemned house.
Mm-hmm. No, Grandma's dead. Just dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Years hit by
ago.
A train.
Years ago.
Where's her funeral?
Yeah, there's no funeral. Put her in a jar. My granny was a spitfire. She also went to church every day and thought she knew better than anyone else. Mm. All of our holidays were spent as a family with granny, starting the hour-long rants about my aunts who weren't there and their husbands who were bums.
Good times.
If you ever gained a pound, you would hear about it. And if you smoked or lived with a boyfriend, you were pretty much disowned. We kept a lot from Granny.
For good reason.
Fortunately, I'm a girl, and that was good because Granny thought girls were superior to boys.
Well.
I felt so badly for my three male cousins who were good little boys, but Granny made them feel like the unwashed. Every year, we made Christmas cookies as a family, and Granny would scream every 5 minutes, and only to them, "Did you wash your hands? You better have washed your hands because I know you've been touching your penis."
Okay, Granny.
Grandma, lighten up.
Got a big penis problem.
Those poor little boys would slink up to the bathroom, wash their hands again and again and again. After a couple of years, my aunt finally got sick of this and started making the cookies with her boys in their own home.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. To this day, they still make the cookies, but in honor of Granny, they decorate the candlestick cookie to look like a penis.
There you go, Spitfire.
Hopefully they lay it by your picture. There you go, Grandma.
Dig that.
Put that one up by Grandma's picture. Okay.
Let's begin by saying I'm 53 years old, and both of my parents, by the grace of God, are still with us, and they are the greatest mom and dad anyone could ever have. When I was 3 and my only sibling, sister, was 6, we would go to my father's parents' house every Sunday. When we arrived between 10 and noon, it was the same story every week. Grandma was at home with Grandpa and nowhere to be found. Eventually, in between, Grandma, who looked like Granny Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies, yelling and berating me and my sister. My father would go pick up my Grandpa from the corner pub so drunk at 1 in the afternoon he could barely walk.
Yeah.
Then it was time for dinner, which was so uncomfortable that even a 3-year-old knew something was up. This went on and got worse and worse every year. Grandma got meaner and meaner by the week, and finally my mother said enough is enough, and we stopped going over to their house.
Probably best.
Yeah.
My mom and dad both agreed this was a really messed up situation. That was the last time we ever saw my grandparents. 45 years later, I finally got the real story. My dad's parents were so pissed he married an Italian Catholic girl that they disowned him while he was dating her as a 21-year-old that they basically never talked to him again. Boy, there's a lot of Italian Catholic-Irish stuff going on.
There used to be, man. That was a thing.
Yeah, I guess. As I was oblivious to it.
Mother's side of the family accepted my dad's like their own, and we all went on to live a loving and wonderful life. Sans Grandma and Grandpa. I always looked at it like they missed out on a happy life.
Yeah, they did.
Not the miserable people they turned out to be.
There you go. That's healthy. You see that right there? That's healthy. Very good. Made their peace.
That's not horrible. That's not horrible like I wanted.
Here you go.
Okay.
Granny was a cougar that lived in a mobile home on 27th Street.
Oh, boy.
She really liked her brandy and water.
This will be me.
At this time, she had a boyfriend that was an over-the-road trucker.
Yep.
He was a little younger than my dad and raced his 67 Impala at Great Lakes Dragway. He was cool. Every Christmas Eve, my family loaded into the International Travel All to make the trek to Granny's trailer. This time, Granny was already lit by the time we arrived.
Well, brandy and water.
After dinner, my mom, 3 brothers, and I, along with Gary, opened our gifts. We sat in the small living room on the Davenport. Dad and Granny were in the kitchen 8 feet away and started to argue. Granny dropped a couple of F-bombs and stormed past us to our bedroom in the back of the trailer. As my dad went after her, he told my mom to get the kids. We're leaving, and told my brother to go out and warm up the car. As we were getting everything together, more F-bombs were coming from the bedroom where Dad and Granny were. Door opens and Dad starts coming down the hall with Granny chasing him, saying, F you! F you, Jerry!
Now this is what I'm waiting for.
You wanted it.
All us sad-faced little kids load up in the travel hall and have Granny and Gary. After a silent ride home, we saw that Santa had made a stop at our house. We opened our gifts in silence and went to bed. We didn't see Granny until Easter that year.
Well, they went back, though.
Yeah.
That was the trouble with family. Yeah.
All in all, Granny was actually pretty cool, which came in handy later in life when I had to talk to her about my slut girlfriend.
She'll know. Wow.
Grandma, do you have a minute?
So great.
I have this girlfriend who makes bad choices.
We've all been there, honey.
And I had been dating a girl for a couple of months when I got invited to attend her grandpa's birthday party. On the way to the party, my girlfriend warned me that her grandma would sometimes say mean things. As I walked in the door, I was greeted by a petite woman with a sweet smile, bright blue eyes, and a mop of curly white hair. We exchanged some pleasantries before she went on a bit of a tangent, extolling the virtues of garlic for helping with arthritis, gout, blood pressure, nausea, liver disease, vertigo, etc. She seemed perfectly lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know.
As guests arrived, my girlfriend and I moved to the living room to meet her relatives and wait for Grandpa's cake ceremony. Grandma soon arrived in the living room with a plate of gourmet chocolates.
Nice.
I was informed she loved to pass out chocolates as she had worked in a chocolate factory as a young lady. She started to go around the room asking each guest if they'd like a piece of candy.
I'm just waiting to hear when it goes off the rails here.
Any minute.
Any minute.
Right, it's minute coming. Now.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ambrosia, Dahmer.
Right. She arrived at my girlfriend's cousin, Mary, a slightly husky girl, and asked, "Would you like a piece of chocolate?"
Okay.
Mary politely refused several times, but Grandma would not take no for an answer. Finally, she insisted, "Mary, take one." The girl gave in, took a piece, and popped it in her mouth. Mm-hmm. Grandma then turned to me with the plate, but before she could ask me if I wanted one, she said in a voice loud enough for most of the room to hear, "Mary shouldn't eat chocolate. She's a fat ass."
I said no, you
right,
old bag.
Like three times.
Yeah, what?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Created an awkward moment of silence in the room. My heart broke for the girl, and I'm sure my jaw was on the floor as I was asked, "Do you want some chocolate?"
Yeah, those were horrible. Yeah. But that's what we're looking for.
Grandma's not dead.
F you, Jerry!
Cat crap.
F you, Jerry!
Senior year. Might be my new favorite.
Oh, those are great.